The second example I heard really disturbed me. And it was supposed to be, as often these, because this propaganda is crafted in a subtle way, it's often shaped as some feel-good story. And so this one was about kindergartners who were being subjected to an intense training in obedience called the good behavior game, which is hideous. It conflates play with service to the state. I guess you could call wage slavery a game. It's a game to see how much you can increase the price on your head over the course of a lifetime, and we all play that game until we get some little nudge from the earth, some little coat pulling to remind us that they are conning us. They're rulers. It works for them. They're egos. It's a good feeling to feel supreme. And they have that hold over us by saying, we can give you a little taste of that as long as you obey us. And that's not only a con. We no longer have to jump when they say jump or ask how high. We can start talking to each other and change the terms and say, we don't want to play games anymore. We want to actually just use our gifts unbent, uninfluenced by secret agendas that are never put out there on the table. We don't need to be told what to do by states. We need to work together and develop ourselves unforced, uncoerced. Anyway, this so-called good behavior game, so-called game, so-called good, definitely training. It was obedience training that was slyly reframed as a life-saving intervention in their lives. This was to sort of suck in the parents even tighter, I suppose, because it was dressed up as a smoking prevention effort. But just to remind us that it wasn't really smoking prevention. This teacher says they don't get a star if they daydream. Daydreaming apparently leads to smoking. No, daydreaming leads to an authentic self, independent of the voices the state puts on top of us to keep us under control. So they tell these children, you don't get a star if you daydream. But I would argue that if they don't daydream, they can't be stars. You know? Shoo fly, don't bother me. I belong to somebody. I feel like a shining star. When children hear that, if they're young enough to remember, they connect with that. They feel like stars. They don't need a star on their forehead. They need to be left alone to develop their gifts and show us how to do it. How to do it. This was a particularly disturbing instance of a partnership between government and business that was multiply making use of our children. It's a small step from jumping for a star on your forehead to jumping for a wage. And then Auschwitz is but a nudge away. And you know, we've been talking a lot about how if power is threatened by a word, leisure is one other really current example. Scarcity mindset is in their crosshairs. So some guy had written a book about how that's actually, it's an individual feeling, and we underprivileged are particularly in need of help from the pundits with this feeling. It's a feeling. It's not the underpinning of the whole class system, we're told, we're supposed to think. It's an individual challenge rather than underpinning, the key underpinning of class, the key requirement for power to even exist, and so systematically crafted by it. The only way we can begin seeing all the cons is if we start asking ourselves some necessary questions.